Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Dalid Omud Beis. We still are in Siman Lamed Beis, although we're getting towards the end, and we are going to finish up some of the discussion that we had yesterday on the four compartments of the Shel Rosh. So we had spoken out yesterday that the compartments are four separate compartments, and the grooves that are indented in on the outside of the bayis, they really have to be just ideally going all the way down to the bottom, to the titura, the base on which the bayis sits. And these grooves, these charitzim, need to be recognizable from the outside to show you that you have four separate compartments over there. So in Dirshu footnote 226, he adds, Avopi shebimifnim harehu mechuluk le'arbabatim. Even though on the inside it is four separate compartments, it's possible if it's not visible on the outside as well, as the Gemara Menachos says, Sumisha ein lo tefilo shoyad. Somebody doesn't have a tefillin shoyad. He only has a tefillin shorosh. Yechasa im or al-achas mehen yanichem al-hayad. Then you can just cover up the four compartments of the shorosh with some sort of an or, and then put it on your shoyad, and that would be fine. The key thing is it has to be recognizable as four separate compartments for it to be a shel rosh. Furthermore, in the Bir Halacha, right in the very second line on this daf, writes, the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer Mashma, it's from true from the Chasam Sofer, we can see the Hanoagin, that those people that have the minog, lasos tefilei and aidei dibuk, which they glue the compartments together, lo mahani afilu acharitz mikoros. He doesn't find this acceptable, even if the compartments are separate, but if they're glued together, it's no good according to the Chasam Sofer. Elu muvdolus legarmi, they have to be totally separate, vaz yizoher shuribu and kayam. You have to make sure that they're separate, but you have to make sure that they're all four of them together make up a square. And he says, Motzoi shayidei ahevdel nevar aribu. He says, sometimes because you make sure so much that they're separate compartments that you lose the squareness, so you have to do both. He says, Minog ha'olah b'dinaseinu chayyadim, therefore, we do have the custom like the chayyadim brings down, and also the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov. We do allow some glue on the bottom to make sure that it will retain its rivua type of squareness. However, he does say, you certainly should start off with all four separate compartments. Self that lichatchila pshita denochan lasos kain. It's certainly preferable to do this, even according to Chayyadim, who allows you to do a little bit of gluing. V'nein lo yud nuduwakim klai, says if they're not glued at all together, you will ruin the rivua, the squareness sometimes. So he says, Efshar shetov yosha shidabik ma'at b'shipulei abayis. So best to do, like the Chayyadim says, do a little bit of glue at the bottom, right near the titura, bein bayis labayis, and this way you'll make sure that it's kosher. The rest of the Bir Halacha gives other etzos as well. In Dirshu footnote 227, he writes, Chayyadim l'chasam sofer are speaking over here that the four compartments are made of four separate hides, which isn't ideal, and ideally, one should make them out of one hide, as we've already spoken out. Finally, the Halacha Berurah, we talked yesterday about blackening the tefillin, and he says that the mitzvah of blackening the tefillin we spoke out has to be done l'shem kedushas tefillin. This is when you do the ritzuas as well, we also pointed out. But he says, b'dievet im hishchirum goy, even if a goy were to do this, the batim would still be kosher. Now we go on to Sif Mem Aleph. The Mechaber writes, orech v'rochav habatim v'govon ein lo shir. The actual size of the tefillin, of the batim of the tefillin, the length and width, as well as the height. Well, we spoke that length and width has to be a perfect square, but we didn't say the size, and the Mechaber tells us there is no size requirement for them. They can be theoretically small or large. We also spoke out yesterday that they don't have to be a cube. The height, there is no requirement that it be a square. But the minhag, to make it more beautiful, the Halacha Berurah brings down, is to make it, try to make it a cube. What are the actual requirements in terms of size? So the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Peites writes, Mim kol makom nochon lochush l'divri ha-gaonim, one should be careful to follow the advice of the gaonim, shesovrim, who hold, shelechatchila lo yasos on kitanim, me'etzbayim al'etzbayim, that the minimal shear for a kosher pair of tefillin, which hainu im ha-titura, which includes the base, which we'll talk a little bit more about later on, is two etzbaot by two etzbaot. Issue footnote 228, he brings down the Prima Gadim, who reminds us that these etzbaot that we're talking over here are thumbs. And the Halacha Berurah says that an etzba is about 2 centimeters, so when we say a shear of two etzbaot by two etzbaot, it's a shear of 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters. And this includes the tatura, the base, which is bigger than the bottom. The source of this, Dirshu footnote 228 continues, is from a Beis Yosef that's based upon the Gemara in Erevin and also Gemara in Shabbos, where it talks about that there's room on the head for a person to wear two pair of tefillin. Same thing on the arm, there's room for a person to wear two pair of tefillin, and they bring down the tzitz, which was in place of the tefillin, was the size of two etzbos, so the size of an ideal pair of tefillin is around two etzbos or larger. Mishneh Berurah then brings down the Olas HaTomid, And he writes, "Dim ein machzik imatitur rak etzba al etzba afilu b'di'evit posel. If it's smaller than one etzba but one etzba, it's no good. It's above one etzba, it's good. Not ideal, as we'll see, but it's good. But below one etzba by one etzba, it's not good at all, even b'di'evit." In Dirshu footnote 229, he brings down, this is based not upon a Gemara, but it's based upon the idea, Shetzarech ha-koponim yosir mishir etzba. You need to have a certain size of substance, and that is one etzba. This is really based upon an idea that's discussed as well in the Bir Halacha, that a person can have two tefillin on his arm or on his head, but he can't have three. And if it's so small, you would be able to have three. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'kein pasak b'sefer Bir Mordechai, and he tells you, look in the El Yerabba as well, Shalimit aleim schos, if you have very small tefillin. However, mikom akum siyim, he concludes, the kol bal nefesh, yizor lasos atitur rocha beitz etzba'ayim. Should always try to have at least two etzba'ayim, 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters. Why? Levad kol elu, he says, in addition to what we just said, Motzi mod beilu atfilin maktana sheparshiosem geuros ad ma'od mitzad d'chak hamokom. It says, very difficult to write kosher parshios because of the small space, and when you insert them, it's also going to be difficult. Things may get rubbed out when you're pressing them into such a small space. The halacha brura adds on a number of additional points in terms of how difficult it is to make sure that the tefillin stay kosher. You won't have you'll have mukaf kavil around each letter. It's very difficult when you have such small parshios. And Mishnah Brura and both the halacha brura also says, kasher be'enai ra'is yar be'mehem. I've seen many of these parshios and they're wrong. They're not kosher. Akin ashom menafsho yishmor mehem. A person who is careful in his mitzvos will not take such small parshios and therefore not use such small tefillin. In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim adds, Hanochon liyodim, the proper for idea size for a person, shu tefillah tomid mimutzayim, use middle-sized tefillin. Dainu lo pochus mishir etzbayim al etzbayim, not less than 2 etzbos by 2 etzbos, 2 thumbs by 2 thumbs, which is again 4 centimeters by 4 centimeters, and not more than 4 etzbos by 4 etzbos. Don't make it 8 centimeters by 8 centimeters, because you're going to run into problems that way as well, the tefillin not being in the right place. The tefillin is constantly going to go outside the proper boundaries of the tefillin, both on the Shel Rosh and on the Shel Yad, and that's also not going to be good. The Bir Halacha tells us to look into the Magen Avraham, which Dirshu footnote 230 does, in terms of the height of the tefillin. And he writes, in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Orchas HaChaim, Sheminog HaChachamim, the Ovos Beis Din Lasos, as Gova Tefillin Shel Rosh, Yosef Misholosh Espos. The height of the tefillin should be 3 etzbos, 6 centimeters, because it has to be visible to other people, so it has to have a little bit more substance than the length and the width. However, in the Darki Moshe, he brings down he brings down this idea that I mentioned before, that it should be a cube, so whatever the length and width are, the height should be the same distance. However, he writes, I haven't seen, the Darki Moshe says, people doing this. The Halacha Brura brings down as an aside over here that those that have the custom to wear Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin should not wear them at the same time that they wear the Rashi tefillin. In other words, wear them one after the other, not both at the same time. This is the custom among certain Sfard communities, but the Halacha Brura brings down in the name of his father, the great Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, that this is not the proper way to do this, and most Mekubalim don't do it this way. However, there is a minhug amongst the Sfardim to wear both the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Now we go to Sif Mem Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shin Shel Tefillin. We know the Shel Rosh has an external shin on the right side of the tefillin and on the left side of the tefillin of the Shel Rosh. He says this is a Halach L'Moshe Misinai. This is a Torah-derived requirement. Sheyaseh Ba'or HaBatim Shel Rosh Kimin Shin Boletes Mikimte Ha'or Echad Mimino VeEchad Mismolo. This is a Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that we have this shin projecting out on both the right and left side of your tefillah Shel Rosh. Mechaber continues and points out, Shel Yamin HaMiniach, to the right of the person wearing it, i.e. on your right-handed side, it's shel shlosha roshim. The shin has 3 heads to it. The shel small on the left side of the person wearing it, haminiach, shel arba roshim. It has 4 heads to it. The Ramah adds, hagam yu, im hifech, eno nifsal. If you switch it around, and on the left side you have the 3, and on the right side you have the 4, it's okay. As we'll see, as long as you have 1 3 and 1 4, you're good. If both the 3 are both the 4, it's no good. Mr. Brewer in Sifkot and Kuvtzayin writes, Vim niskalkel hashin ve'enu nikor. This shin, which is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, if it gets messed up and it's not recognizable as a shin, tzorich letakno mechadosh, dumyo dim niskalko rivua, hamavur besamuch. This is a requirement to fix it, just like if the squareness is not there, if the shin is not there, it is not good and it must be fixed. Sivkot and Kuvtzad at Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah writes that it has to be a shin. Umashma ba'achronim, the tmunas shinin shalanu sha'anu osim betfila dai. Enough of it looks like a shin, even if it's not actually written out as a shin. The lo b'inan dafka kisav stam mamish elo dugma. You don't have to actually have all the tagim and all the fanciness of a letter shin that's written in the Sefer Torah. However, uminok sofrim kayom beezim mekomus lahadiv lasosun bechsov ashrus mamish. However, nowadays the batim makers, they go and do have the shin look like it's a regular shin in the Sefer Torah, and he brings down over here in Dirshu footnote 232 that the shin should have the tzura of the yud as the heads of the shin, and it shouldn't be just a straight line. And also, tzorich lasos lishma, you should do it with the proper intent of writing it lishma, l'shem kedushas tefillin. And the halacha brewer brings down that many even have the custom to put the tagim in there, but this certainly is not ma'akev. Sivkot and Kutzadi Bez, the Mishnah brewer writes, v'im also ashim biklaf acher, if you put on a separate leather, a letter shin, and then you attach it to the bayis, v'hidbik b'devek ala bayis, that's possible, that's not good. In Sifkat and Kuvtzadi Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us how we actually go about making this shin from the hide that is making up the batim. And he writes, the hainu shim mekame ta'or b'malaket ayidei kfila, that you fold over the hide in such a way that it now has the appearance of the letter shin. Shekofel me'or achinasu se'ifei ha'shin, manipulating the hide, you get the letter shin, and that's called the proper way to do this. However, he then brings down, v'lasos ayidei defus, can you go and use some sort of a mold or a press to force the hide into the shape of a shin? The hainu shala defus chokuk shin boletes, you have on this mold, you have a shin that's projecting outwards, and you press the hide against this, v'dochak ha'defus bar ha'bayis v'nasa tor shin, and this way you'll make the letter shin form from this hide. So he says, bringing down the Taz and the Mogen Avram, l'chatchila tov limnoa mizeh, they prefer not to do it this way. In Dirshu footnote 236, he brings down because this is a concern of chak tochos or because it's chakika. Either way, this isn't writing, and this is a sort of writing on the shin, and that's why these achronim prefer not to do it with a mold. However, the Knesset Hagdola brings down the name of the Ramami Pano, the Zeu Yoser Hidur. He says it's actually better to do it this way. The Chayin Aminak Poshur Kayom Lasos B'Dfus B'Nei Shaidei Zeh Yesh Lo Toar Shin B'Chol Yoseha V'Ziyuna Yoser Mishin HaMukumetes Mi'ar. And the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, says that we do make it with a mold today. You actually make a much better letter shin with all the Hidurim, all the Tagim, and all the other requirements of the letter shin, and it's much better to do it in this way with a mold rather than to try to do it without. In Sifkot and Kuvtzadi Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes that Ein Chiluk Bazeh Bein Iter LiAcher. We said on the right side of your Shorosh, you have the three Rosh Shin, and on the left side, you have the four headed shin. So he says, doesn't make a difference if you're righty or lefty for this. The bossa yaminu small da almazlin, and we go after the right and left of the world, the reality, not what your personal right or left are. In Dirshu footnote 238, he beautifully explains this over here and says this is based upon why we have a three and four headed shin over here. It's not that it's on the left of the person or the right of the person who's putting it on. It's from the perspective of the person who is facing you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is facing you. So he brings down from the El Yeraba in the name of the Sefer Tikkun Tefillin, Sha'omed Mulo V'Kori Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one who, so to say, is reading the shin facing you is Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashin shall arba roshim, and the shin on the left side of the person, which is to the right of the person facing you, kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that one has the four-headed shin, because that's the negative of the shin of the luchos, which were engraved out. And therefore, this four-headed shin, you're really reading the spaces in between to make it into a three-headed shin. That's why it's on the left of the person, which is to the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a similar idea when we take the steps back at the close of Shmoneh Esrei, we first turn to our left, because that's the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's facing us, Kaviyochel. And this is based upon, by the Tefillin, the Chsiv Mimino, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right, is Eish Dos Lomo, which is a reference to the Luchos over here, and the Shin of the Luchos. Vashin Shel Shlosha Roshim, the Shin that we have on our right side of a person, which has the three heads to it, that's for us to read, so to say, L'chein Mekomuhum Yemin HaMeniach, to the right of the person, Vasher Alkein Ein Chiluk Beinit Eliacher. And now we see why there's no difference between a lefty and a righty in this din. It has nothing to do with the left-handed or right-handedness of the person. In Sivkot and Kuvtzadi Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Im also b'shnei hatzdadim rak shin shel shlosha roshim or bar pasul." As I mentioned before, if both of them are three or both of them are four, that's no good. And certainly, if you left out the shin, kol shekinim chisa legamri shin echot, the tefillin apostle, this halacha l'moshe misinai to have the shin. Sif Mem Gimel, the Mechaber writes, "Choritz shel shin." The pointy part of the shin at the bottom, going down towards the bottom of the bias, towards the titura, yagia ad mekom hatefer, has to go all the way down to the stitching. and it can't be middle of the bais itself, but it has to extend the bottom of the shin all the way down to the stitching. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kufza Tzadi Vav writes, this is true both the yamin and the small, the right shin and the left shin. And in Kufza Tzadi Zayin, he writes, the hainu ada titura mamish. When they say go down to the stitching, it goes all the way down into the titura. However, not below the line of the titura, as we'll see in a moment. Over the yaved, kosher afilu lo higia. And b'di'evin, however, this is only l'chatchila one should do this. If it does reach above the titura, it doesn't get all the way to the titura, it's still good. Mi'etz Hashem, we'll see in tomorrow's shir whether the shin goes below the titura, is it good or not, b'di'evin, and we'll have more fun discussing this in Mi'etz Hashem tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.